It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Butter sculptures and sheep to shawl contests are always favorites at the annual Pennsylvania Farm Show held in Harrisburg each year. 2016 marks the centennial anniversary of the event with the theme, Our Commonwealth's Blue Ribbon Experience. Joining us now by phone from Harrisburg is Logan Hall. He's Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture spokesman. Logan Hall, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Good morning and thank you.
What new attractions or events should we expect at this year's farm show?
Absolutely. With it being the 100th Pennsylvania Farm Show, there's a full schedule of events, both the traditions that happen year after year, as well as some new events this year, such as the farm-to-shelf display. The farm-to-shelf display will actually be unveiled tomorrow on Friday at 2 p.m. in the Wise Expo Hall. And this is an opportunity for visitors to meet with farmers, processors, grocery store staff, and learn more about how the food that they're purchasing gets from the farm to the local grocery store.
Now, obviously, neither you nor I were around 100 years ago, but what are the things that have changed? How has this evolved over 100 years? I'm guessing that in 1916, this was a very different experience.
Yes. So the first show was actually in 1917, with this being the 100th show. So it's not counted as you would your birthday.
Logan, math was never my strong suit. I'm just telling you right now.
Not a problem. But yes, it actually started in 1917.
There was a war going on. We were I think, just at the cusp of getting involved in World War I, so that might have factored into things.
Yes, yeah, and it was a three-day exhibit at that point that provided a farmers an opportunity to discuss issues, opportunities, and challenges. And now today we have our show that goes over 8 days. It's at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, which is under 24 acres.
And so, if you know, years ago it would be about showing off livestock. And showing off things that people would maybe come to a state fair to see. So maybe it hasn't changed so much.
No,
other than the length of it and the expanse that you have to present everything on.
I would definitely agree with that. There are the traditions still going back to 1917. Obviously, agriculture in itself has changed. And this show is an opportunity for these visitors to experience the diversity that Pennsylvania agriculture has.
How diverse is it? Talk about some of the things that would highlight that.
Right. So going back to the start, when you had talked about the milkshakes to sheep the shawl, so anywhere talking about the food that now visitors may not always relate, going back to the farm, to the animals, as well as then there's the culinary connection stage, and that's chefs, local chefs, as well as a celebrity chef. That is going to be there and creating different plates and different recipes to share with the visitors at the show using local products. There will be a mushroom house. You know, this is an opportunity for visitors of all ages to walk through the mushroom house and learn how mushrooms are grown, from the process of the raw material to composite to then being that delicious finished product.
Yeah, and the mushroom house, that's always a destination for myself and the folks that I would want to bring out there. And I think what's interesting about this, as you talk about the experience, Logan, is that so much of what you hear about food today is this idea to get people to buy local and to buy from local growers and people that raise livestock. So much of our food today is shipped or trucked in. That was unthinkable 100 years ago. You didn't think beyond buying food from a local farmer or vendor, right?
Correct. Yep. Yep, that is absolutely correct. And while visitors are at the show, I encourage them to talk to the vendors, to talk to the exhibitors, and find out their story. Find out, you know, for how many generations have they been exhibiting at the Pennsylvania Farm Show? What animals they're showing, or what products did they enter into the farm show? You know, going back to how diverse it is, the family living section. There's going to be a make it and take it activity that is happening Monday through Friday, and visitors can actually go and create a different, I guess you could say, mock entries that are exhibited at the farm show.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Logan Hall is my guest. He's the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture spokesman, and we're talking about the 100th anniversary of the Pennsylvania Farm Show, which is taking place in Harrisburg starting tomorrow. How many people, Logan, are expected to attend this year?
Every year it always changes, but we would expect that this year should be a great turnout. And I encourage all to stop by the Pennsylvania Farm Show this year. If you have not visited before, this would be the year.
What do you hear are favorites of attendees each year?
Of favorites. You know, everybody has their own, maybe from the butter sculpture that is going to be unveiled this afternoon, or one of the food favorites in the food court, possibly watching the Sheep the Shawl contest.
I tell you, the milkshake, the centennial milkshake, sounds really appealing.
Yes, yes, and everyone will have to stay tuned to find out just what that flavor is going to be.
Now, all right, so you can't tell us that. What about the butter sculpture? Can you tell us what that's going to be?
I can tell you that will be unveiled today.
just fine. All right. Don't tell us. Don't let us in on the juicy stuff. What sorts of educational opportunities are available at the farm show?
So, there have been visitors that have went through the farm show in the past, they may remember the learning stations going throughout the complex and stopping. You can get stamps and learn through hands-on activities just how diverse and unique Pennsylvania agriculture is. This year, they've been redesigned, They're now called the Ag Explorer Learning Stations, and it's more focused around all ages. So the entire family, a group of friends, can stop in, pick up a map, and then travel from station to station. There's more than 30 throughout the complex, and they can learn firsthand about the different segments of Pennsylvania agriculture.
Now, one of the things that is often said about the Pennsylvania Farm Show is that many people confuse it with a state fair. They think this is our state fair, but technically, it's not a state fair, but why do you suppose people sort of assume in some cases that it is?
Yeah, I mean, this is the one fair, if you would want to call it, the one agricultural event where all 67 counties would come together to have an opportunity to exhibit their animals and compete in different competitive events. So aside from the 109 county and local community fairs across the state, this is the one opportunity for the entire agricultural community in Pennsylvania to come together and compete and exhibit.
So there's that similarity, but you know, it's not like you're going to go there and see you know, a Ferris wheel or a merry-go-round and rides and things like that.
Yeah, there will be, you won't have those traditional ones, you're absolutely correct. There is a merry-go-round that is there, and there is the equipment. You can learn about the latest equipment that agriculture has to offer that helps and is essential for getting that food from the farm to the shelf, as well as then looking back at older pieces of equipment and how they have evolved to what we have today.
Very interesting. And if it goes back 100 years, that would be that would span a lot of time and a lot of evolution in terms of equipment. It's certainly going to be an interesting event for you and for others in the state over the next 8 days or so. It is the Pennsylvania Farm Show. It opens tomorrow. We've been talking with Logan Hall. He is Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture spokesman, joining us by phone from Harrisburg. Logan Hall, thank you so much for being with us, and enjoy your time at the Farm Show.
Thank you.